News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, GAA county boards across Ireland are warning that matches could be cancelled as the referee shortage and the abuse crisis worsens. And joining me to discuss this more is Rory Hickey, former inter-county GAA referee and GAA referees administrator for Clare. Good morning to you, Rory. Are the two things linked? That's the first question for you. The fact that referees do take, at times, dogs abuse, and the fact that now we have a significant shortage of referees.
Well, sure, Ciara, they're definitely linked. I mean, if you think about it, this isn't an old problem, or this isn't a new problem. This is existing all the time. We're coming to the end of the GAA season now, and county administrators, county chairmen, my colleagues around the country, refereeing administrators, are putting their reports together. And that's what you're hearing in the media now at the moment. There's an article in the Examiner I was looking at the other day, and it was a culmination of those articles around the country. And it's the same problem all around the country. And you know, I come myself from a GAA background, and it's becoming worse and worse, okay, as the seasons go by. The pool is diminishing all the time.
And Rory, if it's an old problem, as in the abuse is an old problem, then why is suddenly the shortage has occurred? Is that because people are less willing to put up with it, or has something changed?
Well, they are, Ciara. If you look, I take my own situation. When I started refereeing, I'm not going to say there was no mobile phones. There was very little use of them. That's a long time ago. I served as a ref in Clare for 20 years, and so now I give a hand in the background. And all you had to worry about then was maybe the local paper on a Thursday, or when I was refing at national level, you worried about what was printed on a Monday. Now everyone in the ground has a phone in their hand. It's instantaneous recording. Every game is streamed.
Okay.
And the pressure is higher on referees now. And I mean, people are less inclined to get involved.
And that's absolutely fair enough. And you're quite right. Everybody is a guerrilla journalist these days. But what can be done, do you think? Is it a cultural shift that needs to happen within the GAA so that people show more respect and maybe, in fact, more appreciation for what referees do?
Well, look, there has been some improvements, and you have to hand it to Jim Gavin. Before he ran for president, he headed up the FRC, and there was some serious rule changes made to Gaelic football. First of all, they've made them, and Shane was speaking about that game down in Munster at the weekend, and one of those rules helped the team to win a Munster title, but they were imperative to happen in Gaelic football. It was gone so stale, and now if you speak to the referee in Gaelic football, he puts it under his arm and he moves 50 metres, and if someone from the sideline lets a scream out at the referee, he does the same, goes over, maybe issues a card and moves the ball up 50 metres. Now the GAA suddenly decided that, like, you can't have a hurling match where you can scream at the referee, and in football it costs your team 50 metres. So there's talk of it now coming up, maybe in convention, that there might be a 30 metre advancement, or that they, you know, something will have to be done with hurling. Like, you can't have a situation in the same association where it's okay to scream at the referee in hurling and you know, you're getting penalised in football. So with that, it's improving. It's easier, I'm going to say, to referee Gaelic football at the moment.
And
something needs to happen in hurling.
Exactly. Is that what needed to happen? I mean, where the GAA slow to react to this, really, is until there's sanctions for people abusing referees, nothing was going to change culturally. And is that what was needed?
Yeah, look, well, there's so much going on in the GAA, you know, and there's only one small section looking after referees. I mean, a couple of years ago, one of my colleagues, were all retired now, but Brian Gavin above and Offaly, he had an idea that maybe some of the local referees, maybe that were on shift work or something, or maybe some recently retired lads that had a bit of time in their hands, might tip into schools, you know.
Yeah.
That's where you meet the kids and referee a couple of the schools' games and actually put a face to the local referee in school, you know.
Because harder to insult someone you know.
Well, it's a bit harder to insult here or someone, you know, because generally before that, when kids came out of school, they were 13, 14 before they came in contact with a GAA referee. And they had been to years and years of matches before that and seen their mams and dads and their uncles and their grandparents screaming at the referee.
Yeah.
And they thought that was okay as
that,
well.
That, like, that, I mean, that was acceptable.
Look, oh yeah, that was acceptable. So look, that could be something that could be done. But I mean, there's a lot of organisation in that. But it is changing. Hopefully, if they step up with the hurling rules, more lads that get involved, and that's what we need.
Look, Rory, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Rory Hickey, their former Intercounty GAA referees administrator for Clare.
Speaking a lot of sense there.
A lot of sense. It looks like there does need to be sanctions, but you know, obviously respect has to be shown to referees. But Shane, is it a step too far to say appreciation for what they do?
No, it shouldn't be a step too far. You're absolutely right.
Let us know out there this morning what you think about it. I would love to hear from referees in particular, but also, particularly if you're a bit of a sideline screamer, let us know what you think about it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.